time for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American newspaper. You can find her stories online at rep-am.com. Also in the paper, the old-fashioned way, either at home delivery or you can pick it up at newsstands throughout the area. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, now that the sun is out, I am doing fine.
And if we could just heat up a little bit.
Well, it's going to heat up a little bit, but then the rest of the week is going to be
rainy. Yeah.
Rainy, showery and rainy and around 50.
We'll get our May flowers, hopefully.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we are immersed in budgets, as you can imagine. We had a meeting in Canaan this week, finance board meeting. They scrutinized the budget, but made no determinations, and we'll be doing it again on April 13th. As you know, that big question in Canaan is the large increase in the Region 1 budget, but the selectmen's budget also has some increases that were questioned by the finance board, and we'll be following that as we go along. Not sure about some of the other budgets. The Sharon Finance Board has asked the school board there to come back with some new figures. Salisbury's got its hearing scheduled in a couple of weeks. We're just numbers. So, as you well know, that's the April song here.
Oh, yeah.
We had an interesting meeting, the Exchange Club, the other night up at GEAR. Heard from Joanne Bordua on the Community Health and Wellness Center that's coming into that town. Anybody who's passed on Route 44 has seen a bulldozer across from Stop and Shop. That building that used to be a florist is going to be demolished for this new wellness center. We saw renderings that are, it's a lovely-looking building.
Two stories,
yeah, and will provide medical and behavioral health for everyone, all the residents. She gave a very interesting presentation. The Wellness Center is a federally qualified health center, and so it does have some perks because of that, and sliding scale, open to everyone, it takes insurance or not, and people are very anxious. As you know, there are so few medical practices open in the northwest corner, and people are really starving for that, so they hope to start work in break ground in August. Take about a year to get it done, and hopefully up and running by then.
That's going to be a great addition for our
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely. As you know, as we say, we here in Kent have no medical practices. Most towns are really suffering with that, and so well needed. So interesting. We'll be following up on that as well. We have... been at the high school for quite a few things going on. The FFA alumni met last week and had a lovely dinner and presentation. It's so great to see the generations come together. The kids, the current kids were there as well as the alumni, and they worked together so beautifully. Great program, as we all know. And this past week, we were treated to a smoothie contest on Friday. You know, they have a new program, Farm to Table classes, teaching kids about nutrition and where food comes from. And so they, two classes held a contest to see whose smoothie was better. And I got to taste some of the results, and we'll let you know what the outcome is. Read the paper and find out.
Now, there was a story over the weekend in the paper which brought back sad memories, and that was the girl who was charged with drunk driving in the death.
Mm-hmm.
That happened with the interesting thing about the story, of course, is the Cohen family did not advocate for
incarceration. Yeah.
And it was, I think, is this the first trial for the new DA?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
but It is a culmination, and as the Cohen family said, they needed closure. And what I liked that Denise quote was that Shea was would approve of them not looking for anything harsh, even though she will get 1 year in prison, and then things will be rectified after that.
Yeah.
Just brings back a lot of really, really sad memories.
Yeah, such a sad, very sad story. Yeah, but. Yeah, you're right. Apparently, Shea was really a special kid, and interesting meeting in Sharon the other night on internet access, and the task force that was charged with coming up with advising the selectmen on what to do has come up with a feasibility study and looking to see if townspeople really want a municipal networks, and lots of details on that, how much it would cost, what it involves, and they're putting out, they have a questionnaire on the website asking people if the task force should continue and to pursue this idea or just drop it. It would mean, you know, it costs everybody in town a certain amount of money, and some people still might not have access, but it's worth going on and looking. The study is also on the website. And, you know, Marshall, every town is dealing with how to get more broadband and connectivity into the area if you want to increase your businesses and residences.
So. Yeah, and what's interesting about their plan is that, yes, it would be funded once some bonds are paid off in Sharon for the road. This would, if it were approved, they would go out and they would bond this, the cost for this, and that would make, you know, that would affect people's taxes, but it will replace a bond that's already there right now. And people who want the service would pay an additional, I think it's $90 a month to have the service, and people who don't want it wouldn't have to pay anything. We'll see what happens. It's in today's economic times, they've done a great job in putting this together. Now people just have to think in town. The money is always the big problem here, especially in financial times like this.
Yeah, and there were pros and cons expressed at the meeting. People have their ideas, but I'm sure I would imagine the study will continue and see what people want to do going forth. Going to be a booster clinic in Cornwall on the 13th, I think it is, and they'll be giving out second boosters. Those are available now to people. That's going to be at Town Hall from 1 to 6.
And that is coming up on Wednesday the 13th, I think.
13th, yep. And so people who have been questioning where to get these can find them there.
And there's a booster clinic for the Moderna booster going on tomorrow at the Salisbury General Store from 9:30 to 2:30. You have to call in advance to make a reservation.
I think the Kent Pharmacy is going to be giving it some too, but it's out there for those people who want to take advantage of it. Okay, it's our favorite Monday of the month.
Oh, yeah.
First Monday, we have our cavalcade of meetings. Salisbury Board of Selectmen, followed by Region 1, followed by Canaan Board of Selectmen. Tomorrow is Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And on Wednesday, I believe that Betty is arriving in Cornwall. That's the mobile unit that will be available to folks who want to take advantage of some health services. Not quite sure where they've decided to put it, but we'll find that out. Cornwall Board of Finance is on Thursday night. They'll be looking at budgets as usual, and so it's a busy week.
Yeah, it's Sharon has just one meeting this week, and that meeting is today, which is the Housing Plan Steering Committee. Then they have the American Rescue Plan Act meeting, you know, about the money that has come to the town. That's on April 6th at 6:30.
Yeah, a lot of towns working on those as well. It's been interesting to see where the ARPA money is going and different ideas and different desires.
Now, I also saw on the sharing calendar that a special town meeting on April 7th at 6:15. I didn't click on it to take a look any further. I should have done that.
I did see that. I think, no, I'm not going to say because I'm not sure.
Yeah, either am I.
Might be to accept the town report. I best not say, though.
Yeah.
So, but we'll find out.
All right.
Believe me. So it's a busy week, and I'm going to have to get the galoshes on and go forward.
Galoshes and an umbrella, Ruth. Okay.
There you go.
All right. I'll speak to you next week.
Take care, Marsha.
Take
bye
care. Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio, rep-am.com on the web.